Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Pittsburgh Pirates, who now have the second best record, or at least win total, in all of baseball. 14-7. They've won five in a row. They haven't done that since 2019. It is their best start since 1992. These are all things that are very, very encouraging for a team that really has done a great job in pitching and hitting in the clutch. And that's the key. The fact that they have 10 or 11 now quality starts, that is six innings or more by a starter, that's terrific. It takes a lot of pressure off your bullpen. Yesterday was Mitch Keller, who's really turned into sort of the ace of this team right now. They've gotten great production from Johan Oviedo, who looks like a real keeper here, and a steal in a deal with the St. Louis Cardinals, at least for now. They traded Jose Quintana to get him, if you recall. And he's 6'5", he's 230, he can do a lot of things. He's got great velocity, and he also has a slider that works in the zone. And when he gets it in the zone, he's really difficult to hit. Ronzi Contreras had his best outing of the year this week, too. And honestly, I thought he could have gone a little longer. Derek Shelton pulled him, and I understand that. It's early in the season. You don't want to get a guy's arm all messed up early. But he was really dealing. And that's the kind of performance you're looking for some of these young guys. Most of these guys, by the way, who are doing well have been acquired in trades. Not necessarily draft picks so far. And you're hoping that some of these guys they have drafted are going to produce, specifically Henry Davis, who's the number one overall pick a few years ago. He is down in Double A right now and struggling. He's had some injuries, but when you're number one overall, I think the expectation is to not only get up here, but to also star when you're up here, and hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later. But the guy they got in the trade, Andy Rodriguez, has been terrific at AAA. He's now a little bit slumping, but I think that goes without saying. In baseball, you're going to have slumps, you're going to have peaks. All these things happen, but the Pirates for now, you know, my message to everybody is enjoy them. They're 14-7. And again, when you have the second most wins in Major League Baseball, I know it's April. I know there are going to be some down periods of this time. It's a pretty good thing to see. And they're doing it with some good fielding, some clutch hitting. Connor Joe's been better than expected. Jack Sawinski's hit the long ball, and that's what you'd expect from him for sure. But I'm also impressed with how Rodolfo Castro plays shortstop. O'Neill Cruz went out with an injury, and the next thing you know, they needed somebody, and he was the guy to go over there. I wasn't sure they were going to do it. I thought they might go the other way and bring Jiwon Bae over there, but they're going with Castro there, Bae at second, or whatever it takes. And, you know, so far he's been really good, and he's hitting a lot better than I think people had expected him to hit.